The Reeve was a slender, choleric man. His beard was shaved as nigh as ever he can. His hair was by his ears full roundy shorn. His top was docked like a priest beforn. Full long were his legs, and full lean, ill like a staff. There was no calf he seen. Well could he keep a garner and a bin. There was no auditor could on him win. Well wist he by the drought and by the rain the yielding of his seed and of his grain. His lord's sheep, his neat, his dairy, his swine, his horse, his store, and his poultry was wholly in this reeve's governing, and by his covenant gave the reckoning since that his lord was 20 years of age. There could no man bring him in arrearage. There was no bailiff, herd, nor other hind that he knew his slight and his covine. They were a dread of him as of the death. His woning was full fair upon a heath, with green trees shadowed was his place. He could better than his lord purchase. Full rich he was a storied privily. His lord well could he pleasen subtly to give and lend him of his own good, and have a thank, and yet a coat and hood. In youth he learned had, a good mister. He was a well good wright, a carpenter. This reeve sat upon a well good stot, that was a pummely grey, and height Scott. A long surcoat of purse upon he had, and by his side he bore a rusty blade. Of Norfolk was this reeve, of which I tell, beside a town men Cleep and Balderswell. Tucked he was, as is a friar about, and ever he rode the hindrest of our rout. A summoner was there with us in that place, that had a fire-red cherubim's face. For saucer-fleam he was, with iron narrow, and hot he was, and lecherous as a sparrow, with scaled brows black and piled beard, of his visage children were afeard. There nas quicksilver, litharge, nor brimstone, borax, ceruse, nor oil of tartar none, nor ointment that would cleanse and bite, that him might helpen of his whelks white, nor of the knobs sitting on his cheeks. Well loved he garlic, onion, and eek leeks, and for to drink strong wine, red as blood. Then would he speak and cry as he were wood. And when that he well drunken had the wine, then would he speak no word but Latin. A few terms had he, 2 or 3, that he had learned out of some decree. No wonder is he heard it all the day. And eke you know and well how that a jay can cleep and what as well as can the Pope. But whoso could in other things him grope, then had he spent all his philosophy. Aye, questio quid juris, would he cry. He was a gentle harlot, and a kind. A better fellow should men not find. He would suffer for a quart of wine a good fellow to have his concubine a 12-month, and excuse him at the full. Full privily a finch eke could he pull, and if he found o were a good fellow, he would teach him to have no awe in such a case of the archdeacon's curse. But if a man's soul were in his purse, for in his purse he should he punished be. "Purse is the archdeacon's hell," said he. But well I wot, he lied right indeed. Of cursing ought each guilty man to dread, for curse will slay right as a soiling saveth, and also wear him of significavit. In Dornger had he at his own guise the young girls of the diocese, and knew their counsel, and was all their red. A garland had he set upon his head, as great as it were for an ale-stake. A buckler had he made him of a cake.